Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talkin' cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of Hangtown Jail. How can you tell Kellogg's Rice Krispies are crisp and fresh? Well, just pour milk on them and listen to their cheery snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, you see, is the world's first and only talking cereal. Pour a little milk on top and you hear a chorus all saying the same thing. Snap, crackle, pop. Snap, crackle, pop. Every little Rice Krispies kernel lends its voice to this chorus of crispness and freshness. Listen and prove it to yourself with Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow for breakfast. Like so many things in the Old West, the law was something that was made up on the spot to fit the occasion. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles did their best to keep the law straight, but they ran into real trouble when they tried to move into the Hangtown Jail.
So this is Hangtown. Bill, I've seen a lot of towns in my traveling around, but this is one of the worst I ever seen.
Careful, Jingles. The Chamber of Commerce will get you. This is the county seat of Longhorn County.
No self-respecting county would sit in it, Bill. Phooey.
Oh, it's not as bad as all that. And besides, we're only going to be here long enough to pick up a prisoner. Well, there's the jail. Whoo, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Well, who are we after this trip, Bill?
Bart Blackwell, Jingles. He's a cheap little crook who shot a post office clerk back in Fort Dodge. We're taking him back for trial.
Yeah, that means 2 weeks of sitting up nights and guarding him to see that he don't make a break for
it. Well, I'm afraid so. Let's go inside and get him.
How come he's in jail out here, Bill?
The Longhorn County Sheriff picked him up on some charge or other.
Yeah, we got him for shooting, huh?
That's right. Howdy. You the sheriff?
That's right. Ron Bates, sheriff of Longhorn County.
I'm U.S. Marshal Hickok, and this is my deputy, Jingle.
Wow, Bill Hickok. Say, I'm glad to know you. And you too, Jingle.
Well, thank you. You knew my name, Bill. Jingle.
Sheriff, we're here to pick up a prisoner who's wanted on a shooting charge back in Fort Dodge.
That's so? Well, what's his name?
Blackwell. Bart Blackwell.
Yeah, he's here, all right. But I'm afraid I can't turn him over to you.
Why not?
We've got a warrant for him and papers to take him back with us.
Can't help it. You'll have to wait. He comes up in court tomorrow morning on a charge here.
He shoots somebody here, too?
No. Oh. Nothing like that. But you'll have to wait till after his trial here.
Well, I suppose that's all right. Let's go get some chow and enjoy the sights of Hangtown, Jingles.
Oh, Bill, I already seen the sights and I didn't enjoy them one little bit. We got to spend a night here. Let's spend it eating and sleeping.
Sheriff, what's the next case in the docket?
Your Honor, the next defendant is Bart Blackwell.
What are you charging him with?
Disturbing the peace.
Just a minute, Your Honor. I'm United States Marshal, and this man is wanted back in Fort Dodge for a shooting. I have the papers here to take him back with me.
That's so.
Your Honor, the prisoner is here on a charge of disturbing the peace.
Yeah, that's right. Bart Blackwell, how do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty, Your Honor.
I see. That'll be 60 days in jail. Take him away, Sheriff.
Now, wait a minute, Your Honor. What about the charge back east?
I'm afraid he'll have to wait, Marshal. Can't surrender a prisoner right out of the jail when he's serving a sentence, can I?
Bill, what kind of shenanigans going on here?
I don't know, partner.
That's the last case for today. Court's adjourned.
Come on, Jingles. I want to talk to that judge.
That's the silliest thing I ever heard of. Disturbing the peace. I'll disturb the peace if I have to stay in this town for 60 days.
Well, howdy, Marshal. Sorry you had your trip out here for nothing. But here in Longhorn County, we like to do things all legal. Law says first come, first served. Blackwell has to serve out his sentence here, first of all.
That's all right, Judge. I'll just telegraph the state capitol and get an order to release him. I'll see you later. Come on, Jingles.
Sure, Bill. Let's hurry so we can get our prisoner and get out of this town.
Well, here comes his honor now. Thanks, Judge, for saving me from taking a trip with Hickok.
You can save your thanks, Blackwell.
That's right. We'll take our thanks in cash, won't we, Judge?
Not this time we won't, Sheriff. That Hickok's on his way to telegraph the state capitol.
What?
That's right. And if he does, then our little business deal is over.
Well, what are we going to do?
Blackwell here owes us a favor, don't you, Bard?
Well, sure. He kept me from going back to Fort Dodge.
You're wanted there for gunning down a man, aren't you?
Sure. What of it?
You might just as well be wanted here for the same thing. Take a gun and make sure that Hickok never sends that telegram.
Now, there's a right smart idea.
I don't know about...
Sure. Gun down Hickok, and you can stay in our jail as long as you want to.
Slim, I've just heard a dandy expression, all horns and rattles. Now, how about you telling all the wranglers what it means?
Well, now, if someone took all of a cowpoke's Rice Krispies, he'd be all horns and rattles, meaning he'd be powerful angry and everybody had better steer clear of him.
Say, I can see why a person would be all horns and rattles if somebody took all his Rice Krispies. They sure are a swell-tasting cereal, always so fresh and crisp. You no sooner pour some milk or cream over them, and they're singing their song of snap, crackle, pop. That says freshness better than any way I could say it. And you know, if you add some frozen, canned, or fresh fruit or berries to your Kellogg's Rice Krispies, you've got yourself an extra special treat. Make for a bowl of Rice Krispies right now. Don't you forget to tell Mom to get you a package when she goes to the store. Or better yet, tell her to bring home two packages so that you'll be sure not to run out. Now let's sing. Let's sing the Rice Krispies marching song.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's
Rice. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, pop. The world's only talking cereal.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles ran into trouble when they rode into Hangtown to pick up a prisoner. The gunman they were after got himself sentenced to the local jail and seemed to be quite happy about it. Bill went to send a telegram, not knowing that he was to be shot before he could get to the telegraph office.
This town's falling apart, Bill. Now don't get your boot heel caught in this wood sidewalk.
I won't, Jingles.
Doggone it anyhow. I did it.
Stay down, Jingles.
Somebody shot at me. You see him, Bill?
Yeah, he was up on that roof across the street. He's gone now.
Jumping Mavericks. Look where that first slug hit.
Yeah, if you hadn't tripped and I hadn't stopped, that one would have had me.
Wonder who it was.
Well, I couldn't be sure, but it looked like our prisoner, Bart Blackwell.
Oh, but Bill, he's in jail.
Maybe he is and maybe he isn't. Well, come on, let's send that telegram.
Howdy, gents. Howdy. First customers I've had today. Bill. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Hey, Bill, it's Jeff Thurber.
Hello, Jeff. Glad to see you.
You old sidewinder. Last time I saw you, you was pounding brass down in Cactusville, down by the border.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I wish I was back there, too. Telegraph company shipped me up here to this Hangtown station. I don't dare go to sleep at night for fear somebody'll steal my false teeth. That's the darndest town I ever seen.
Jeff, what's going on in this town, anyhow?
Well, nothing good, that's for sure. Hangtown's got a population of 1,000, and 999 of them is crook.
Well, I ain't met them all yet, but the ones I have met are so crooked they'd have to screw their shirts on.
Yeah, and there's more coming in all the time. From all over the country.
Well, what's the big attraction? They can't live by robbing each other.
Oh, they do their robbing and their murdering someplace else. Then they come here to get put into jail.
Well, now, that sounds like a good sensible... Hey, wait a minute. I never met a crook yet that wanted to get put in jail.
You did today, Jingles. Bart Blackwell.
That's right. And that crooked judge put him in jail. I wonder why.
Well, that's easy. When a crook's in jail in Longhorn County, he's pretty safe from the law somewhere else.
And the judge and the sheriff probably collect from every crook they send to jail.
Yeah, you're darn tootin', they do.
Hey, Bill, that's quite an idea, ain't it?
It sure is, but we're going to put a stop to it, Jingles. Hand me a telegraph blank, Jeff.
Yeah, sure, Bill.
Get behind the counter, Jingles.
I am behind the counter. I can move pretty fast when somebody's shooting at me.
There he is.
Did you get the bushwhacking varmint, Bill?
Nope. He's hiding in that big wagon across the street.
The one with the gray team hitched to it.
That's the one. You can just see his hat sticking up.
Let me get a shot at that hat.
I've got a better idea, Jingles. What if I toss a slug past the horse's ears? I might stampede that team.
Yeah, and maybe that gun-happy weasel might fall out and break his blooming neck.
At least it'll give us a chance to get our horses and chase him. He tried to gun me down twice, and I want to talk with him.
All right, let's go.
Right, partner. Here goes the team.
Hey, it worked. Them two horses took off like they were heading for the barn.
Let's get our horses and get after him, Jingles. See you later, Jeff.
I want the first poke at him when we catch him, Bill.
There are them crazy run-ins. Hey, I'd sure hate to have him after me, though.
Get him before he hits that sharp curve by the bridge, Jingles. Hi, LeChuck.
No, Jugger! Bill, that's Blackwell, ain't it?
Sure it is, but I can't figure out why he's tried twice to kill us.
Bill, he's got his gun up. He's gonna try it again.
All in that team, Blackwell. You'll never make that curve.
Bill, we aren't gonna catch him in time.
Stay away, Hickok.
Call down the team, you fool. You're coming to the bridge.
He's watching us instead of where he's going.
Blackwell, look out! Right through the bridge rail and into the river. Whoa, Joker.
Whoa, Buckshot. Watch for him, Jingles.
Not very deep, Bill. Horses are on their feet.
Go down and cut them loose, Jingles. There's Blackwell.
Yeah, looks like a drowning rat, don't he?
All right, Blackwell. Keep your hands up and wade out to the bank. Get that team loose, Jingles.
Sure, Bill. Well, Blackwell, I wouldn't try any tricks if I was you. You got Bill pretty mad by now.
Don't worry. I have my hands up. But you ain't taking me back to Fort Dodge, Hickok.
We'll see about that later. Now walk up to me with your hands high and turn around.
All right. I'm only packing one gun.
You gotta learn how to use it better. You missed me twice today.
You're lucky. I don't usually miss.
All right. I've got your gun. You can put your hands down. Now, who told you to gun me down and why?
Maybe it was my own idea. Maybe you should have stayed away from Longhorn County instead of getting so nosy.
Well, here's the team, Bill, and we might just as well leave the wagon in the river. It's really smashed up.
All right. Blackwell, you get up on one of these horses and we'll head back to town.
Taking him back to jail, huh, Bill?
Nope, I'm taking him back to Fort Dodge.
Oh, wait a minute, Hickok. I'm serving a term in jail here.
You don't look like it to me.
Bill. Hey, Bill, look who's coming.
Well, it isn't the sheriff. Yeah. The big posse with him.
Now we'll find out what the law has to say about this, Hickok.
There isn't enough law in Longhorn County to want a shotgun.
Stick around, Hickok, and find out.
Howdy, Hickok. See, you got our prisoner for us.
I got my prisoner, all right, and I'm taking him back to Fort Dodge with me.
I'm afraid you'll have to wait a while. He's got 60 days to serve here in the Hangtown jail first.
Not only that, but I'll probably give him another 60 days for breaking out of jail.
That's all right with me, but first he goes on trial for that killing back in Fort Dodge.
Judge? Sounds to me like Hickok's defying the law here in Longhorn County.
I reckon you're right, Sheriff. Sounds to me like contempt of court, interfering with an officer, and several other things. You heard him, boys. Put him under arrest. That big deputy is, too.
Now, now, wait a minute. We're United States Marshal, and you can't do that to us.
All right,
get him.
Let's take him to jail.
Let's start shooting, Bill.
Hold it, Jingles. Not now. We're going to let the law settle this.
We got him bluffed. Come on, Hickok and Jingles. Let's all of us jailbirds go back to the Hangtown calaboose together.
Slim, I need your help again. I've got a couple of more words I don't know the meanings of. Now, one is ox bow, and the other is ox yoke.
Well, now, Charlie, you've heard of stirrups, haven't you?
Oh, sure. Stirrups, an iron, wooden, or leather piece of equipment hanging from a saddle, and it's a place to put your foot when mounting a horse.
Well, ox bows and ox yokes are just a couple of slang expressions that the cowboys use for stirrups.
Ox bows, ox yokes, or stirrups, what's the difference? But if you want to stir up a lot of excitement at breakfast time, pour yourself a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Then add a little milk and listen to the cheery voice of the world's only talking cereal. Listen to Rice Krispies go snap, crackle, pop.
You know what snap, crackle, pop means? It's the Rice Krispies way of telling you that here's a breakfast cereal that's as crisp and fresh as any you've ever tasted. Yes, sir, try a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies for breakfast tomorrow. Try them with frozen, canned, or fresh fruit or berries on top and a sprinkling of sugar.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Try the world's only talking cereal for breakfast tomorrow. Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles are in a cell in the Hangtown Jail, they submitted to arrest to try to get to the bottom of the strange law set up in Longhorn County. And to their surprise, they find the jail quite different from most of those in the West.
Hickok, if you and your deputy want to join us, the prisoners are having a big party here tonight. We might even let you out of your cells and let you have a little fun.
No thanks, Blackwell. I'll just stay in here and get a little rest.
Suit yourself. But you're going to be in this jail for a long time. You might as well be one of the gang.
You heard, Bill. Now, we ain't interested. Now, go on and leave us alone.
All right. I was just trying to give you a break.
Doggone it, Bill. How can we do any good when we're locked up in jail?
Well, you have to admit it's a comfortable jail.
It sure is. It's the doggonest jail I ever saw. It's better than the hotel.
Nothing's too good for the paying guest,
no.
Jingle. The sheriff and the judge are getting paid by every one of these so-called prisoners as long as they stay here.
Yeah, we're sure of that, but how do we prove it?
I don't know, but we have a better chance in here where we can keep an eye on things.
Well, I still say it ain't no place for a U.S. Marshal and his deputy. Here comes that oily sheriff and that judge again, Bill.
Yeah, probably come to enjoy the party.
Howdy, boys. How are you enjoying the jail?
Great. When does the party start, Sheriff?
Any minute now. The stuff's on the way.
Good.
Hickok, I've got a little business with you first.
What's that, Sheriff?
The judge here can explain it to you.
Yes. You and your deputy come up for trial in the morning, Hickok. I thought that maybe if you'd ask for probation, I could let you and your deputy be on your way back home.
Now, wait a minute. We ain't been found guilty yet.
In other words, you're afraid that if you put us in jail for very long, somebody will come snooping around to find out where we are.
Oh, not at all. I'm within the law as a judge of this county. But you're a very important man, Hickok. You should be on your way helping to run down criminals in the West.
Somewhere else besides Longhorn County.
Sounds fair enough. Unlock the cell door.
Oh, but Bill, we...
Never mind, Jingles. The judge is right. We can't do any good here.
Fine. I thought you'd see it our way.
We got all your things right here, Marshal. Your horses are saddled and standing outside the jail.
Well, you're making sure we don't waste no time leaving, aren't you?
Oh, just figure you've had enough trouble around here. Hand over them guns, Jake. Here you are, Marshal. And Jingles, here's yours.
Well, thank you.
I guess your county law is your own business, Sheriff. I'll stick to my end of it.
Now you're being smart.
Of course, I'm taking Blackwell along with me, just like you and I agreed, Sheriff.
Huh?
What's that? Hey, what's going on?
The sheriff and the judge made a deal with me, Blackwell. I get to take you back if I leave them alone.
That's not true, Bart. He's lying to you.
If you told me...
Harry sold you out, Blackwell. Didn't he, Jingles?
Huh? Who did what? Sure he did, I guess. No.
Hear that, men? Here we are paying these two plenty of money to protect us and keep us from being sent back for the things we did somewhere else, and they sell us out to protect themselves.
Now, wait a minute, Blackwell.
Wait, nothing. You and that phony judge aren't sending me back to Fort Dodge.
Billy's going for the sheriff.
Stay away from me.
Bring it up, you two.
Blackwell, listen.
Listen, nothing. Try this, you double crosser.
All right, I'll fix you.
The rest of you stay put.
Hickok, this is your fault.
You heard what Bill said. Stay put.
I said get back, all of you.
Never do
the meeting.
Cut
out that fight.
Grab Blackwell, Jingles.
I got it. Now get over there.
I'll get you and the judge both for this, Bates. You sold me out to Hickok.
That's a lie.
What did the rest of you think? Didn't you hear what Hickok said?
No, we didn't sell out. Hickok, you're trying to stir up trouble. You aren't going to get away with it.
I got what I wanted. Bart just spilled the beans about your whole crooked setup, and Jingles is my witness. When I get to the state capitol, you and the judge will go to the prison for selling out your office. And the rest of these men will go back where they're wanted.
We've been tricked.
You may have the evidence, Hickok, but you still have to get out of this jail alive.
Yeah, and that won't be easy. Watch out.
Now you gave us back our gun, Sheriff. Now I wouldn't advise anybody to try swapping lead with Bill Hickok.
There's plenty of us here to take care of him. He can't get us all.
Jingles and I will get the first ones that want to start something. Who wants to draw first?
Got no takers on that, Bill.
Let's start backing toward the door, Jingles, and watch him.
You let him get out of here, and we'll all go to prison.
Come on, men. Don't let him bluff you.
You're talking big, Sheriff. You stop him.
Open the door, Jingles.
Sure, Bill.
Jump him. Gun him down.
Get him.
Well, the first three shots was Bill's, and the next was mine. I warned you polecats about starting gunplay.
Ah, shut up, you big haystack.
That's enough out of you, and stay away from that gun of yours. Let's get out of here, Bill.
I got a better idea, Jingles. Get the keys off the sheriff, and we'll lock up all these coyotes in the jail they paid to get into.
Hey, that's a wonderful idea. But don't expect the same kind of treatment you've been getting. The Hangtown Jail is now under new management. And the service ain't quite as good as it used to be.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us, folks, and we'll have another Wild Bill Hickok story for you Monday.
Right you are, Guy, and I know you'll get a kick out of this one. It's about an old-time traveling show and a mystery called The Red Trunk Riddle. Be with us, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, kids. As soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, they greet you with a friendly snap, crackle, and pop. That's to let you know how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure tastes wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Sure as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tyler McVeigh, Curly Bradley, Jim Nusser, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes presents Wild Bill Hickok in The Red Trunk Riddle.